This afternoon, India time, an explosion tore through an Israeli diplomat's car on the streets of New Delhi. The driver and a diplomat's wife were injured, according to Indian officials. The explosion took place close to the Israeli embassy. Meanwhile, in Tbilisi, Georgia, Israel's foreign ministry said an attempted car bombing in Georgia was thwarted. A spokesman for the Georgian Interior Ministry said a driver noticed a package attached to his car's undercarriage and called police. Police found a grenade in the package, and it was defused, according to the spokesman. Israel's prime minister has blamed both attacks on Iran, and the bomb recovered in Tbilisi may contain evidence pointing to Iranian agents. Joining us now is Isabel Kirshner, Jerusalem correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. How is this being covered in Jerusalem this morning, Isabel?
Obviously, very intensively. The news began trickling in just a few hours ago, and of course, because the attacks happened abroad, it was a little sketchy at first what had actually happened, but this is obviously being covered very intensively here and comes at a time of high tension anyway between Israel and Iran.
Is there an expectation that there would have been retaliatory attacks? It's not even necessarily correct to say they are retaliatory attacks since alleged attacks on Iran haven't been confirmed either. What's the suspicion there?
Well, that's absolutely right. I mean, we're talking here, if anything, about a sort of alleged shadow war. One thing I would point out is that the attacks today came almost 4 years to the day after the killing of Imad Mughniyeh in Damascus. Mughniyeh was a top commander of Hezbollah, which is the Lebanese organization closely linked with Iran. And Netanyahu did blame Iran and also Hezbollah, which he called a proxy of Iran, for these attacks. So some of the Israeli media obviously is linking today's attacks to a possible connection with that anniversary. Every year when the anniversary comes up, there are warnings reports of possible revenge attempts. And at the same time, we've had this covert war going on in Iran with a number of Iranian scientists linked to the Iranian nuclear program who've been killed, the most recent one, I believe, about a month ago. And in those cases, too, obviously there's been no claim of responsibility by anybody, and Israel has not claimed any part in those attacks. But there is a wide suspicion of Israeli involvement, and the Iranians have pointed their finger in those cases at both Israel and the United States.
And, of course, no claim of responsibility this morning in these attacks in Tbilisi and New Delhi. Before we go, anything about the Indian capital and Tbilisi as being particularly vulnerable in the coverage you've seen so far?
Nothing in particular, but I would say that, you know, there have been various reports in the last few months. We've had reports of plans for an attack that was thwarted, apparently, in Azerbaijan, in Baku. We've had reports from Thailand of local Thai authorities arresting what they called a Hezbollah operative, and they said that that arrest came after strong coordination with Israel. So we're looking at, you know, if anything, it's a pattern that really spreads all around the world at this point.
Isabel Kirshner, Jerusalem correspondent for our partner, The New York Times, on the twin bombings this morning in Tbilisi and New Delhi, apparently targeted at Israeli diplomats. Thanks so much.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Joining us now is Ronan Bergman, contributing writer for our partner, The New York Times Magazine. He's the author of the book, The Secret War with Iran. Welcome to the program, Ronan.
Hi. Thank you.
Isabel just described this as a shadow war between Iran and Israel. Would you go along with that assessment?
Yeah. You just mentioned the book, The Secret War with Iran, and this is the longest ongoing war in the Middle East, most of it taking place under the public's radar. But as we just heard from Isabel in Jerusalem, it's taking its toll, and people are getting killed or injured, like today. In a recent story in the New York Times Magazine, we basically anticipated that something of that kind is going to happen, and the Israeli representation, embassies, and other representatives overseas were on the highest alert since the wave of assassination aimed at Iranian nuclear scientists. without answering the question who was behind them, what is important is that the Iranians are convinced that the Israeli Foreign Intelligence Service, the Mossad, was behind the assassination of these people, and therefore it was just expected that someone would like to take revenge. Also,
well, on that, if I could just test that logic a bit, you say the Iranians are convinced that the Israelis are responsible for the deaths of Iranian scientists. Are you convinced that these attacks came from Iran, or do you have actually evidence?
There are no evidence. But just to mention that a month ago, just 2 days after the 15th of January, just 2 days after another Iranian scientist was killed, the Thai authorities in Bangkok arrested two Hezbollah operatives later to say that they confessed that they were sent to hit Jewish targets in Bangkok. And later on, the Azeris in Baku, the Azeri authorities arrested another Hezbollah operatives, claiming that he was just about to explode a Jewish synagogue in the Azeri capital.
In Baku. Ronan, help us to deconstruct and decode some of the language here. Is it important that Bibi Netanyahu, the prime minister of Israel, blames this on Iran and not Hezbollah?
Yeah, because from the point of view of Benjamin Netanyahu, he's trying to say that Hezbollah is not acting alone. And he is trying maybe to prepare the world to the next stage, which will be that Hezbollah operatives are being arrested either in Georgia or in Delhi. And then he would say, but they are not working alone. They are working under instructions from Iran. Now, I'm not completely convinced that Iran has to give orders to anything Hezbollah is doing. As Isabel mentioned, Hezbollah has his own motive,
right,
why to retaliate against Israel. This is the fourth anniversary for the killing of its military supreme leader, Iman Mounia. But from the point of view of Netanyahu, he would like to portray the whole playground in the Middle East as a ongoing clash between Iran,
right,
that is trying to hit Israel.
All right, Ronan Bergman, contributing writer for the New York Times Magazine, author of the book The Secret War in Iran, describing what looks this morning to be examples of the shadow war between Iranian agents and Israeli diplomats. Thanks so much, Ronan.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.